WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
Water vapor comprises only 1 to 4% by volume of the atmosphere, yet it plays a critical role along with carbon dioxide, ozone, and the other so-called greenhouse gases in the Earth's energy balance. Water vapor absorbs and re-radiates electromagnetic radiation in various wavelength bands, most notably the infrared 6 to 7 micron band. Such infrared radiation emitted by the Earth's atmosphere and intercepted by satellites is the basis for remote sensing of tropospheric water vapor. Meteorological satellite payloads include scanning radiometers designed to detect upwelling terrestrial radiation in discrete wavelength bands. The GOES I to M series of satellites carry two separate radiometer packages, an imager and a sounder. The imager has one water vapor channel, channel 3, while the sounder has three water vapor bands, bands 10, 11, and 12. These water vapor channels or bands employ mercury-cadmium telluride detectors sensitive to radiation at various wavelength intervals within the 6.5 to 7.4 micron range. The output voltage from a particular radiometer detector is proportional to the energy striking that detector area per unit time, or radiance. Given the intensity and wavelength of the radiance, the Planck function yields an equivalent brightness temperature. Now, on a water vapor image, each pixel is assigned a gray shade according to the measured brightness temperature. Typically, white indicates a very cold brightness temperature, the radiation from a moist layer or cloud in the upper troposphere, and black indicates a warm brightness temperature, that is, radiation from the Earth or a dry layer in the middle troposphere. The moist and dry features seen on water vapor imagery result from various combinations of vertical motion, horizontal deformation, and moisture advection within the middle and upper troposphere, generally in the 4 to 12 kilometer altitude range. Such features exhibit spatial and temporal continuities, which are evident using image animation loops. Water vapor is therefore a passive tracer which can be used to represent three-dimensional atmospheric motion on the meso and synoptic scale. In our next installment, I'll take a look at some of the uses for water vapor imagery.